Chapter 14. How the Balloon Was Launched. 3 days passed, and Dorothy heard nothing from Oz. They were sad days for her. The Scarecrow told them all that there were wonderful thoughts in his head. The Tin Woodman told Dorothy that his new heart was kinder and more tender than the one he had before. The Lion said that he wasn't afraid of anything and would face an army of men or a dozen Kalitas. Everyone was happy except Dorothy. On the fourth day, Oz sent for her. When she went into the throne room, he said, "I think I have found a way to get you out of this country."
"Back to Kansas?" she asked.
"I'm not sure about Kansas," Oz said. "I don't know where it is, but the first thing to do is cross the desert, and then it should be easy."
"How?" Dorothy asked.
The little man explained that he came to the country in a balloon, and that she also came through the air. He could not make a cyclone, but he believed he could make a balloon. The problem was that there was no gas to make the balloon float.
"But we could fill it with hot air. If the air got cold and came down in the desert, we would be lost."
"We? Are you going with me?" Dorothy asked.
"Yes. I am tired of being a humbug. I have to stay shut up in these rooms all day. I'd rather go to Kansas with you and be in a circus again," Oz said.
Together, they took needle and thread and sewed strips of silk into the right shape. There was a strip of light green silk, then dark green, then emerald green. It took 3 days to sew all the strips together. Oz painted the inside with glue to make it airtight.
"The balloon is ready, but we must have a basket to ride in," Oz said.
He found a big clothes basket and fastened it with many ropes to the bottom of the balloon. When it was ready, Oz sent word to his people that he was going to visit a wizard who lived in the clouds. Everyone came to see the wonderful sight. The Tin Woodman chopped a pile of wood and made a fire with it. Oz held the bottom of the balloon over the fire so hot air would be caught in it. The balloon grew and rose into the air. Oz got into the basket and said, "I am going away to make a visit. The Scarecrow will rule while I am gone. You will obey him as you would me." The balloon tugged hard at the rope that held it to the ground.
"Hurry, Dorothy," the wizard shouted.
"I can't find Toto," she said.
He had run into the crowd to bark at a kitten. Dorothy found him, and they ran to the balloon. When she was a few steps away, Oz held out his hands to help her.
Crack! The ropes snapped, and the balloon rose into the air without Dorothy.
"Come back!" she screamed.
"I can't!" called Oz.
"Goodbye!"
"Goodbye!"
everyone shouted. That was the last any of them saw Oz, the wonderful wizard. The people remembered him and loved him.
"He built us this wonderful city. Now he has gone and left the wise Scarecrow to rule," they said.